Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
It looks like the National Toy Hall of Fame has announced their list of nominees.
Oh, my God. You know what this means?
What does that mean?
Well, we're sliding on into the toy giving season, Christmas and Hanukkah and all that.
I started
And it always starts with this.
I saw a list yesterday, Steve, of the, you know, it's going to be the top 30 Christmas toys this year.
It seems too early, doesn't it?
So I went through and I started to scroll through the toys. And I'm like, wait, I don't have to look at this anymore.
You don't. Kids,
they're not toy age any longer, which was kind of sad for me personally a little bit.
And luckily, they're at an age where everything is much more expensive than they want.
That too, yeah, exactly. But there was a full list of stuff that I hadn't recognized. Although there were some classics, like one of the Elmo. There's a new Elmo doll of sorts. I didn't really spend enough time finding out why it was new and unique, but
it's
it was on the list.
Hashtag me too Elmo.
Oh, yeah, me too Elmo.
The tickling is over.
Oh, yay. No more.
No more tickle me.
Yeah. Don't touch me, Elmo.
Don't touch me, Elmo.
I still have, I buy myself toys that I can play with, but like it's not a, I'm not like an action figure or like race car kind of guy. But if you think about it, like a ball is a toy, and I have bought myself over the years so many different kinds of like, things that you throw
to all the balls I bought before.
I'm so mad I bought this disc thingy. I can't remember what it's called.
Tell me about it. I love this story.
All right. Zip disc. I think it's called a zip disc.
Yes.
Yeah. It caught my eye on Instagram.
What is it, Casey?
Well, it's a tiny little, it looks like a mini little hockey puck. It's about, you know, I don't know. It's a cylinder of sorts. And in the videos, in the videos, they throw it so far and it flies and you catch it and you can do cool little catches and cartwheel and catch it and all this sort of stuff. So
cartwheel, huh?
Oh, sure. catch it through your legs. Your legs and, it's amazing.
Okay. We're looking at it. They're basically like a, it looks like a combination of like the way you would throw a rock and skip it on the water and a mini frisbee.
Yeah, it's like a small frisbee that looks like a hockey puck sort of. Yeah, and you do, Steve, you throw it like you're skipping stones.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old zip chip is what it's called.
Yeah.
So it comes in the mail. Oh, man, I was so excited. I grabbed my son. I'm like, let's go outside and play with this thing. About 5 minutes later, he threw it into the drain, and it was gone forever.
Yep.
Did it work, though, as advertised with the throwing? Did it go an incredible distance, and were you, in fact, doing full-blown gymnastic backflips?
No. Well, you know what, Steve? We were just getting into it. We were just getting better at throwing it. These stupid videos, man. Well, it's like when you see the videos for Matchbox cars, and it's jumping through, you know, circles of fire.
Oh, yeah. And behind it is a mock miniature city that it's traveling through, and there's little audio animatronic spectators.
With a badass song, too.
Yeah, and somebody, and explosions and all that stuff, and it's a little box of pieces.
Well, there's always a fine print on the commercial at the bottom that says, you know, it does not include blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. City and screaming city spectators. And
fire. Yeah. City and fire not included.
You're a normal person with zero ability to build any of these things, and it's going to be a major disappointment.
That is a good point. We've all talked about the time you go out and play with a brand new toy and it lasts about 10 minutes and it either breaks or you threw it on the roof.
I invoke the name?
Went down the drain. Soar, right?
Soar.
That was the name of your airplane, your bird.
Styrofoam Bald Eagle companion who was to be with me throughout my life. And not only that, I didn't just piss it away the way kids throw it in a field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Soar up to where Soar can really soar on my roof. Uh-huh. That was the last I ever saw of Soar.
It's gone.
Gone!
That thing three counties away.
It lived up to its name.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Basically like releasing a kite.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like, or, you know, like a helium balloon when a kid accidentally lets go of one outside and it's like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Case. It's so funny, Preston, that you can remember these specific. That's why we always love this list, because toys really do mean a lot to you.
Yeah.
I had, because I was into James Bond growing up, I had my peer around the corner telescope, like observe. So you could, would bend around the corner. You know, you could just move 3 inches forward and look around the corner.
No, sure.
But, you know, no, this way you could maintain your spy identity, because no one's going to notice this large reflective mirror appearing around the corner. So I wore it on my belt because most spies want to wear all the stuff that they're using directly on their belts for everyone to see. And The thing snapped while he was standing over a sewer grate. Fell right in. I had it for less than an hour.
Oh, man.
I had only peered around maybe like, three corners.
I kind of want to cry for you.
Yeah. I had to talk my parents into buying this walkie-talkie set. It was the coolest looking thing I'd ever seen.
Walkie-talkies ruled.
But this was way better. So it looked like a field
like the army,
a field radio in the army. It had it was like a phone that you would hold up to your ear
with the box.
No, with the box.
Oh,
the
my god,
came from it, and you wore the box on a strap around you.
Well,
and
it's probably quality then.
And it had a big, it actually was, they were expensive. And I finally taught my parents in again. It had a big long antenna, and so I'm out playing with the first time, and we're in the woods
because
I lived in kind of an area that had plenty of wood area, and I turn around. The antenna hits a tree, snaps the antenna off of it.
Mother effer.
You can't use a walkie-talkie without an antenna.
This is something designed for the battlefield, Preston.
You mentioned talking your parents into getting rid. Like, I talked my parents into every single toy.
That's
like,
not shocking.
And why
you didn't even talk. You just had to ask one time. Like,
because the follow-up question would always be, will it shut you up?
Yeah. Well, listen, in getting a toy, you had to plead your case. You had to say why it was so important, who else had it, and you know, I promise I'm going to play with this all the time.
The two toys that when I was younger that disappeared the fastest were the Super Bowl, because you would bounce it once and then it would take off. And
I loved Super Bowls.
Absolutely.
And Nick, do you remember the original Super Bowl, which was the size of a base, like a hard ball?
The one that I got was like a gumball size, maybe a little bit bigger. But
when they first came on, they were bigger.
It didn't matter because you would bounce it twice and then it would leave and end up on a roof. And then the, you guys remember the Aerobee?
Yes.
It was like a disc frisbee.
They were hard to throw, actually.
They were harder to throw, but they would go farther. And God forbid you ever take it to the beach, because once like frisbees float on the water.
Yeah.
Aerobees.
Quickly. Yep. It's like a boat with a hole in it. Huge hole.
I'm fairly convinced that 20 yards off in the Jersey Shore, it's nothing but Aerobees.
Oh,
so
probably.
When Super Bowls first came out, Nick, and Preston, you remember it was just black, one color, black, large, about the size of a hard ball. Eventually, you'd say, this is about the size of a hard ball.
Yeah.
Let's up our baseball game.
Right.
Oh, man.
And the first time you would hit an 800-yard home run, and you could never find it again. Yeah. And that was always the thing. You'd always lose.
No, but
that's the original Super Bowl.
You crushed that pitch, though, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There was a little while during the mid-'80s where Nerf made a boomerang. It was a three-pronged boomerang.
Yeah,
you guys remember that?
I love those.
Yeah, I got about five of those in the tree in between me and my next-door neighbor's yard.
You could bend them a little bit, and it would cause it to turn differently when you would throw it.
Yeah, they all went...
All right, well, listen, the winners for the National Toy Hall of Fame will be announced. They'll be inducted during a ceremony at the museum, which is in downtown Rochester, New York, on November 7th. Last year's inductees were the Magic 8-Ball.
Bon Jovi.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Bon Jovi.
Wrong. Confusing more.
Hall of Fame.
That's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Magic 8-Ball, Pinball, and Uno. So those were the three that were put in. Those are three good ones.
So I hate Uno. Because I just don't like games in general.
Pinball, Uno's fun.
Love, and
Magic 8-Ball
was always fun.
Like, you always had one. There was really not much to do with it, but it was fun.
Listen, I want to get a walkie-talkie. Will I get one? Maybe.
Yeah. The best part was when you finally got tired of it and you cracked that thing open to see what
to
was
see
inside.
What's in
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was liquid asbestos.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, you don't like Uno or any game. What about, can you get it? Do you like Old Maid? Can you do Old Maid? You can't do Old Maid?
I just...
Those are like quick card games.
I know. It's like, so I do like...
You just don't like games.
I like... There's some... What games do I like?
It's so weird because you are a child.
Yeah.
You are... I mean, look at your bedroom. Look at your desk.
Yeah.
You like Connect Four, right?
I hate Connect
Four. Oh, you bought that giant life-size
Connect Four.
Bought
that
for
Casey, yeah. All right, so Scrabble. I'll throw out some names. Scrabble.
Hate it.
Sorry. Trouble.
Trouble, I'm okay, because it has a Pop-O-Matic.
All right, there you go. There's got to be something to play with.
A mousetrap.
That's what it is. Mousetrap.
Hungry Hippos.
The game itself is stupid, mousetrap. You just put the mousetrap together.
Jenga, actually, even.
Really?
So, but you know what I really
Jenga's on this list.
Oddly enough, what I did used to love was chess. Chess and checkers.
That's a straight. Those are straight up.
But I don't know
games.
What happened. My attention span has grown even more.
What about backgammon?
Limited.
Do you ever do that?
Well, Claire, my wife, is phenomenal at backgammon, and always tries to get me into it. And I get, this is interesting, and I'm playing along, but I never pull out the. I will play if other people have pulled out a board or something, and I will try. Mm-hmm. But if it's an elaborate game, like Monopoly, like something that requires a lot of time.
Monopoly is just too long. I mean, there's...
I still love it. I know it's long, but
I've never finished a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be stretches where we would play it at the beach, and it would last like an entire week at down the shore or whatever.
And people have told me many stories like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, well, from thousands of toys nominated by the public, officials narrowed the field down to a dozen. A committee of national experts, including toy collectors, professors, and psychologists, picked the winners using these criteria. The toy must stand the test of time, it must be widely recognized, and it must encourage learning, creativity, and discovery through play over generations.
What kind of toy encourages learning?
You can vote...
dumb toys.
For your favorite online at toyhalloffame.org. So 68 toys so far. This is 1998 is when they started doing. So there's 68 toys that have been inducted.
So and just because these are just the nominees.
These are the nominees.
And usually their selections are maybe two or three at most, right?
Yeah, I think it's right. Three. Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of those learning toys, though, have actually made it in. Like, there's a store, I forget the name of it, but it's out by the King of Prussia Mall. It's right on 202. And I used to take Jace all the time when he was younger. And it was, you know, basically all of the toys in some way were teaching
What's
you
the
something.
One in Jenkintown, Preston? We'd pass it all the time on the way to DRE. It was a,
I don't know.
It was a store where like the Brain Trust or something like that.
Yeah, learning store.
King of Prussia has one.
Right.
There's a few of them.
There's one called Learning Express.
One in Bluebell, that is a place like that where everything has some type of learning.
Yeah, Nick, that's
and a lot of teachers shop there.
Yeah. Okay, so let me roll through.
All right, let's go. Let's get the boat.
The nominees. So Care Bears.
Oh, I love Care Bears.
Tender Heart Bear and Friends were created in the 1980s as a line of greeting card characters for American greetings, but boomed in popularity and starred in television shows and games. In 2015, Netflix launched an animated series around.
I loved the Care Bears.
They each
had a different theme, or you know, like some had a rainbow on the
Sloth.
Stomach of it, the hearts. I loved.
There was
all
a
of
sad
them.
One, wasn't there?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like a cloud.
I don't care,
Bear. Rain cloud. Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
And some of these are classics. Remember, in the past, it's been like the ball or a cardboard box.
Yes,
things that kids will play with.
Air.
So that would be this. The coloring book.
Yep.
No longer just for kids, a new genre of coloring books feature more complex designs has caught on with results.
I loved coloring.
Okay.
Like my mom could sit me down at a table, hand me a coloring book and crayons, and I would sit there for hours.
I enjoyed coloring books as well. I enjoyed, which actually I think doing the coloring books got me adept at drawing. Because I'd see the way a lot of that stuff, and of course I'd always have like superhero coloring books,
right?
And so I learned how to draw those characters with that stuff. But fun.
I was coloring like probably at an age where I should have been past coloring.
By the way, that's not the case anymore because now the big sort of thing is, and my wife got me about 3 years ago for Christmas. It's that like. Movie Die Hard. There's a Die Hard coloring book. Yeah,
we have a straight up porn coloring book.
No,
stop it.
Hardcore pornography. It's hilarious.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's too many
penetration. The whole thing. It's hilarious.
I love that.
It's too much tan though. That's no fun.
Yeah,
well, depends.
It's not a lot of color.
That has a lot of interracial porn out there.
You got the Mandingo version, right?
Yeah.
Burnt Sienna.
You can make one of them, like a Navi or something like that, and use some blue.
Yes, I'm doing the Peter North coloring book, and I've run out of white.
I need more periwinkle.
The end is purple.
White.
Oh, my God. Kath, I ate mushrooms one time, and I was having a bad time.
Okay.
My mental state was suffering terribly. And I pulled out a coloring book and crayons.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and it got me right. I swear to God.
It centered you?
It centered me. I was about to have like about 6 hours of like sheer terror. And then I started coloring. All was right.
See?
In the world.
We have on our video monitor here in the studio kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Some straight up hardcore pornography coloring books that do exist.
I'm fairly jaded, but this is disgusting.
It's pretty bad.
Well, the problem is that it's photorealistic.
Yeah. Funny though.
I don't care for it.
So anyhow, that's a nominee for the Toy Hall of Fame. How about here's a classic one. You can take that off now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to say Fisher-Price corn popper while this anal stuff is up on our monitor here. So Fisher-Price corn popper.
Is this the one that it's obviously not popping real popcorn? It like just has the things in the container that...
Yeah, it's like a dome. It's a plastic dome.
Oh,
it's on the end of a stick and you push it. Yeah,
oh,
it's got
yeah,
the wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic.
And the balls pop up in the air. Yeah, it says toddlers have been pushing the wheeled toy since 1957. Hmm. Watching and listening to the colorful balls inside the toy pop. So that is one. And that's a classic little kid's toy for sure.
Is it supposed to be a vacuum cleaner?
I believe
or
that's
is it. Just a corn popper?
Or a pop mower?
No, I never thought that was a vacuum cleaner case.
Okay.
I mean, I'm they wrong about those. A lot of stuff. But yeah. We have one that's like that, but it's a lawnmower.
Yeah.
That we were given as a gift as the kids were little and we held on to it for one reason. They did love playing with that, though. Here you go, Steve. Jenga.
Jenga.
Jenga's a nominee for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Drinking Jenga. Any game that was worth its weight in childhood was able to be turned into a drinking game.
Well, the large size Jenga now is very popular at all sorts of bars and stuff.
I never liked Jenga.
No?
Really?
No,
I find it kind of annoying, to be honest.
Hmm.
But...
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a National Parks version of Jenga that's sold at REI, and I'll go into REI and sit there and play it by myself.
What do you mean a National Parks
they
version?
Have, so on all the little blocks, they have facts about all the National Parks.
Oh, that's right. Some of these Jenga games have stuff written on them.
Like they've
done
with Monopoly. You know, they have different versions of Monopoly. Yeah. They have different versions of Jenga. I like the giant Jenga too at the bar, Steve. I think they have it at Xfinity Live.
You know what I like?
I
like
it falls on you.
It does hurt. I like the porn Jenga. You ever play that, Preston?
No, but now I'm coming around. Hey, by the way, whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
I got an email this morning. You mentioned the themed Monopoly games.
Yeah.
I got an email from a gal named Rachel Seibert, and she said, "Hey, Press, I'm a loyal podcaster listener from Charleston, South Carolina, but I'm originally from Bucks Co.
Yeah.
last week, as Hurricane Dorian passed through our city, thankfully, we had minimal damages, but I wanted to thank you for helping us get through the storm. My husband and I spent over 20 hours with no power listening to the Preston and to Preston and Steve downloaded podcasts and playing Monopoly, the Philadelphia edition. We even realized, and I didn't know this, that the chance spaces had the MMR logo on them. And they sent a picture.
No, really?
No way. Really?
They sent a
picture. That's so cool.
So here it is.
Holy
did they pay us for that?
Well, this is from a few. This is before we started working here. This version came out because look, it's got the pill. You remember that little pink pill? Logo.
Pink logo.
Yeah, when MMR was kind of going through a "We've grown up, you've grown up" mistake.
Yeah. Regretful error.
They were
bad programming error.
Yeah, go ahead, use it.
But they said that, they sent me the pictures, which is cool. And I was also wondering if you could send my husband, Julian, a crumb bum shard out for keeping me staying sane through all the wind and rain gadzook. So Rachel wants that. I don't know if you need to throw in crumb bum.
I'll throw
in
a crumb bum.
It might take a moment. We weren't ready for that. Yeah, this will tell you how dated this is. The Boardwalk property was Core States.
Oh wow!
No kidding.
Yeah, at the time. So that's
funny
when this came out, and in Independence Hall was part of
a real crumb bum.
So there you go.
Real quick, Core States is how far down the chain?
That's
right
the
now?
First one,
right?
Yeah. So it was the
Wells
Core States
Fargo,
Center, Wachovia,
First Union.
What about
First Union?
And then Core States.
And then Core
that.
States. Yeah, it's been four different names. Yeah.
No, it was all right. So Wells Fargo,
Wachovia,
First Union.
No, Wachovia.
Really?
Yeah, it was two W's in a
because
row.
Because the FU followed that.
Yeah, it was the FU Center for a stretch. So, but they're all the same bank. They just had different names over the years.
Wow. Well, all right, so after Jenga, we have Magic the Gathering, which is up for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
To the best of my knowledge, I remember Magic the Gathering making its appearance in the 80s?
1993.
Okay.
The collectible card game was so popular when Wizards of the Coast released it in 1993 that the company couldn't keep up with demand. The fantasy themed game requires both chance and skill. My son is way into it.
Does he enter tournaments?
Yeah. He has done that, but he does a Friday night thing at the comic shop.
That is a comic shops all around the area. You'll go into the back of the comic shop, and there is always these tables and all these things for these different games. And Magic the Gathering is super popular.
Yep, I got to give a shout to New Wave Comics and Skip Back because that's where he goes to, and he loves going there. He's been doing it for a couple of years. He has tried to teach me the game.
You don't want to learn.
All I do is get pissed off. All I do is get pissed off because I'm like, you're changing the rules.
Do you know what?
And it's not. It's just the rules are fluid.
It's too fluid for me. Yeah. I need more structure.
Yeah.
I think you might like Care Bears the Gathering.
Ah, yeah. I might.
All right. So is there a skill to this game?
Yeah, very much so. I mean,
it's like Dungeons and Dragons to Preston's point where you're playing different. You're creating different things.
There is chance involved. There's a lot of chance involved. But, yeah, it takes skill to know what you want to play against your partner. But there is skill involved. Now, listen, if you're an aficionado and I'm pissing you off at what I'm saying, forget. I'm sorry. It's really complex. It's very, very hard.
I'm too stupid for it.
Nick Murphy got me the most basic type of cards that they have available.
Yeah.
And I still can't quite figure it
out. The cards were blank.
Yeah. here you go. Also up is Masters of the Universe. That includes He-Man, She-Ra.
Oh, the toys.
The figures. Yeah.
Okay.
Mechanic.
Mattel's action figure.
I had Castle Grayskull. For me and my brothers, we had Beastman and Skeletor. We had all of them.
Did the game precede the animated series?
I believe so. And then the animated series became a serviceable commercial for the toys.
Right. As so it always works out. And then it was a career opportunity for Dolph Lundgren. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. And Courtney Cox.
So you had Castle Grayskull.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My brothers and I were way into He-Man.
Riches.
Privilege. That was a hell of a castle, though. I remember the commercials for that.
I bet you had the Millennium Falcon, too, didn't you?
No, okay. That was too much.
I had the Death Star.
You had...
The cutaway part of it, the Death Star. Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was one of my all-time favorite toys. That and the Battlestar Galactica launcher.
Oh, I love the Battlestar Galactica launcher you could send the Vipers out.
And, dude, it would shoot them like 50 yards.
You could rob a bank with those things.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah.
There was a kid in my neighborhood. He was an only child. He had all that stuff.
Really?
An only child.
Same thing.
He
was an only child.
In our neighborhood, the kid across the street was an only child. Not only that, the parents are divorced.
Oh, yeah.
So the amount of toys he had. Off the charts.
Yeah, he was an only child. Later on, the parents did become divorced. I kept
trying to tell my dad, why don't you cheat on mom?
Castle Grayskull was a Christmas present from a brother, Adam. And so we would play with He-Man and Beastman and all those guys. And we had a dog named Tugger, and he ate Beastman and pooped out Beastman's head.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
It was
awesome.
Kind of neat, yeah.
Real quick, Mel's been on hold for a long time. Steve wants to recommend something. Hi, Mel, you're on the air.
Hey, it's your favorite sorority sister.
Hey, Mel.
You're not my favorite.
Mel, what do you want to mention to Steve?
Steve, there's BTS Uno.
BTS Uno. See, I'm down with the BTS and I hate the Uno, so I'm conflicted.
It's pretty fun. You've got Jungkook on like some skip cards. So I mean, when you're playing against your friends and you're trying to mess with your friends,
do you play the actual game of Uno?
You do play the actual
Then I'm out.
You've got two cards of cute boys, and they're boys with
Listen, I'm totally down with the cute boys.
Thank you, Mel. We'll see you soon. All right, bye-bye.
All right, so I was just given some information about Uno not that long ago. I'm trying to see if I can find it, but, like, you're apparently not allowed to put, like, a draw four on top of a draw four.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me hate this game.
Well, there should be rules. And
there should be rules.
You can read them.
Yep.
Let's go to
It's a free goddamn country.
Let's go to Matchbox Cars.
Love Matchbox Cars.
That's a classic. I wonder if they would do separate categories for Hot Wheels and Matchbox Cars.
Didn't they merge?
They did eventually, but they were fierce competitors.
Which did you like better? I actually liked Hot Wheels.
I don't remember.
I think Hot Wheels had better suspension systems.
The only thing I know is that sometimes on the tracks, if you had a Hot Wheels made track, the Matchbox Cars sometimes would not run properly on them.
All right, so here's the deal. The Matchbox Cars, like I remember, I think it was a Hot Wheel. It was a Mustang, like a classic Mustang, like the one Steve McQueen drove, like the boss Mustang.
A 68 Mustang, yeah.
So, and that sucker just rolled. But the Matchbox, though, would have the replicas of famous movie cars.
Okay. Those were the TV commercials that disappointed me the most, because you get those tracks home, and they wouldn't do any of the tricks that they did on the TV.
That's what Casey was saying.
Which one had the powerhouse? Preston,
I want to say that was Hot Wheels.
All right, so you'd go through, right, I think so. So basically on the track, you'd put all together. The track was not powered or anything, but the car would go through this house. There were two spinning drums inside the house, and it would shoot the car out and power it around the track.
It would shoot it out at like 1,000 miles an hour. It was awesome. Ridiculous. So Matchbox cars are on this list. My Little Pony.
Yep.
You Whoa. Brony.
Yeah.
I loved them.
The bronies.
The My Little Ponies I loved so much because my mom never got them for me.
And
you envied
them.
And I
don't know, and I don't, we don't know why. Like, she can't remember why she never got them for me. But when I was, like, well into my teens, I used to tease her about it. And so for Christmas one year, Santa left me My Little Ponies under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't. I met somebody recently who wouldn't allow their kid to watch SpongeBob.
When why?
I'm like, okay. I'm
My
not
Little
gonna,
Pony?
I'm not going to ask
think,
you why.
I don't think that there was like a I think she just did. Like, she kind of was like, I didn't know you loved My Little Ponies. I don't know. I never got them for you. There wasn't like a reasoning behind it. But wait, you want to hear a terrible story?
I just found out your dad slept with Janis Joplin.
No, listen.
Yes,
this,
a terrible story, please.
This is so terrible.
Everybody gather around.
I used to play with the little girl down the street because she had a whole collection of My Little Ponies. But like, I didn't really like her.
No, that's understandable.
That's pretty.
That's so mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also
used to, girl grew up to be Casey Anthony.
I also used to make my cousin speak Spanish or pretend to speak Spanish, and I would tell her that I had a cousin from Spain and she was in visiting.
Oh, what?
How old were you?
I don't know. When do you play with My Little Ponies? It was about the same time.
My niece is huge into My Little Pony right now. She is in second grade. Rainbow Dash is her favorite.
The bronies are like when we were at the challenge of Belly Flop Challenge. They were not bronies.
They were the plushies.
Same sort of
either
deal.
Either way.
All right, here's another one on the list. I love these Nerf blasters.
They're the best. Cleanup sucks.
It's a pain in the ass.
The better the war, the worse the cleanup.
Also,
make the kids do it.
They're like violent now.
Yeah,
they hurt.
Do they?
No.
Yes. No. I'm telling you, I just got one. It's like bigger than Jace. He's got to like prop it up. He can barely hold it himself. That thing's got power.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, remember I had a whole arsenal.
Oh,
yeah.
You did under your stairs.
Yeah. I had a closet. I had an armory. and I've held on to like 3 or 4 of them. I eventually got rid of them. The kids grew out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a gun bin. I'm like, I think it's in your gun bin. And one of his little friends was over and he was like, you have a gun bin? And I was like, oh, does your mom not let you play with Nerf guns? And he was like, no. I was like, well, here we do. So,
So those are on the list. Steve, you mentioned board games.
Yes.
I hate this game.
Okay, good. We can agree on this problem.
What is it?
It's Risk.
Hate Risk.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, what was that? Remind me.
It was to control the world, to conquer the world. It was a map of the world, and you would gain... You would essentially be able to control this particular country, and you would invade other countries.
People love this game.
It's a strategy game. I made the mistake of 1 year playing with a guy who ended up being the valedictorian of our high school.
Yeah.
And he beat me so bad at it, like 3 or 4 games in a row. And I've told this story on the air before. I got so pissed off that I hit the board. I popped it up in the air. It was sitting half of it was hanging off the table, and I knocked it up in the air. And those tiny little pieces flew everywhere in my basement.
Right.
Years later, I would find them in the cracks of, in this couch and stuff like that. I hated that game.
Yeah.
I've never played it.
Frustrating. Oh, it is for world dominance, though. You also have to have sort of a basic working knowledge of history.
Casey would probably be really good at it.
Yeah.
The greatest strategy games.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. It's a total strategy
game. Do you ever play Strategos? Talking about strategy
games. Yeah. Is this the same thing or no?
No.
No, it's way more difficult. Stratego is a fun, easy strategy game. And I lose at that. I suck at strategy games. My son beats the crap out of me at Stratego.
I played Battleship with my cousin one time, and he literally...
I like Battleship.
Because
it has
we
toys
found
on.
One.
Yeah.
He stacked all the ships on top of each other.
It's a little...
You can't do that. Steve, when they created the battleship with the sounds,
I loved it.
And you'd hit the button,
electronic battleship.
And then electronic battleship.
Yep.
And when that explosion would happen,
badass.
Oh,
got you.
Yeah. So that's up now. This one I don't really get, but they've put it on the list. Smartphone. What? The smartphone.
Wow.
Because let's face it, man. I mean, kids are playing. It's toys.
So what are the parameters for judging for time out and available? This seems like a...
It seems like a first-year ballot. Like, you know, it's like the equivalent of, like, what Bill Belichick will be in the NFL Hall of Fame. Like, the second he retires from the NFL, he's going to be in.
So here you go. So, the toy must stand the test of time. It must be widely recognized and must encourage learning, creativity, and discovery through play over generations.
Do we... I think this is thin.
It will be more whatever game they're
an
playing.
An app, exactly.
As opposed to the phone itself. But it says that it has become a platform for countless mobile games and playful interactions, including sending gifts and altering photos. Okay.
That's right. Actually, I think that's a misstep.
And then the last one on this list, these are nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame, the top, the spinning top.
I'm surprised that hasn't been on before.
Do you remember, Preston?
And they have.
They had
one.
Not
have been in.
Oh. I don't know if it was what they referred to them as, but you'd hold on to it and you go, zzz, 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 and it had like a gear in it.
Yes. You would roll it against the ground.
Right.
And ring, 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 ring,
right.
Ring, ring, and
boom.
It would spin for 10
Ever.
Minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Do you guys remember these things?
No.
Yeah.
They were hugely popular.
They were, I had those. They were pretty fun. I could see a top being, I mean, still, like, even, you know, taking a quarter and just flicking it and
still
spinning
enjoy it.
Top,
yeah.
I'd still do stuff like that.
What about the paper football? The thing that you just kind of
Fold?
Yeah.
The little triangle?
Yeah.
That should be on the list, too.
It should.
It may have been. There have been a lot of them that have come and gone as far as nominees.
That are lame, too.
And like Marissa handed me this in 2005, they nominated the cardboard box.
Yeah.
We used to have, I remember, a friend had one of the most fun birthday parties I ever went to. It was a box party. You brought your own box. They had a bunch of boxes as well. I mean, like refrigerator boxes and dishwasher boxes. They went to businesses and got these. Dude, we had the best time. We made all these forts and just...
How old were you?
I was probably in fourth grade.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, something like that. And it was a blast.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Was it Battle Tops, that game? Where you'd
There was... Well, when we were kids, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. A few years ago, they came out with this thing called Beyblades.
Yeah.
Which were...
My son loved those.
Of sorts. And they had an arena and they would bang against each other.
Oh, that's so similar. Similar to Battle Tops.
A little spinner that you pulled through.
Yeah, my kids were way into Beyblades as well. So, anyhow, November 7th is when they are going to officially induct the three, I believe, out of those 12. So, last year was a Magic 8-Ball, a Pinball, and Uno. So
it'd be great to see the Magic 8-Ball get up on stage and accept the award.
Yeah, sure, exactly. You never know.
Am I happy to be here? Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, maybe next year you could put a toy in the bitch box.
Ah, good idea. My Little Pony.
Have I won this award? It is decidedly so.
Mm-hmm. Not likely.
Not likely.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.